The Army Corps of Engineers is proposing a giant seawall that would stretch along Staten Island's east shore, roughly from the Verrazano Narrows Bridge south, about 4 miles, to Oakwood Beach. The wall will be one big step towards protecting one of the city's more vulnerable areas along its waterfront from future hurricanes. WNYC's Matthew Sherman has been taking a look at the plan and joins us now. Hi, Matthew.
Hi, Richard.
So 23 people were killed when Sandy hit Staten Island nearly 3 years ago. How will this wall prevent that from happening again?
Sandy caused what's called a storm surge. That's when hurricanes and nor'easters push a bunch of water up onto the shore, not like a tidal wave, but it actually raised the sea level by about 14 feet or more in places for several hours. And that flooded all these neighborhoods along the coast, like Midland Beach and South Beach, that were built on former wetlands and are really just a few feet above sea level. This wall is really going to be a levee, meaning the sides are going to be sloped. It's more like a ridge running along the waterfront, set back from the beach. It will be made of rocks and concrete around reinforced steel. And the next time a storm surge comes, it will be blocked by this wall, hopefully.
Hopefully? Why only hopefully?
Well, the wall, as it's proposed, will be about 20 feet above sea level, which is supposed to be high enough to withstand, well, another Sandy or a 1-in-300-year storm surge over the next 50 years. The Army Corps even allows a little bit of sea level rise over that time, but just a little bit. And the big question is, well, what happens if sea levels continue to rise after 50 years? What happens if the sea level rises faster than the Army Corps predicts? Or what happens if there is a greater storm than we anticipate, than a 1-in-300-year storm? An oceanographer at Stevens Institute of Technology, Philip Orton, ran the numbers for us and estimated that using more widely accepted predictions for sea level rise, there is actually a 4% chance that sometime over the next 50 years that the area behind the wall would flood. And if that happens, the flood would actually be worse than it was during Sandy. The reason is that basically we're building a bathtub around Staten Island. And you can imagine what happens when you forget.
Right.
Your bathtub overflows with the, you know, and the faucet still running. It's actually going to be worse than that because it's not just your bathtub faucets that's going to be on pushing water over the edge of this bathtub. It's going to be the whole Atlantic Ocean pushing millions of gallons of water all at once. It'll be coming rushing down over that wall and be up higher than people can stand.
Well, can't the Army Corps of Engineers make the wall higher?
The Army Corps did a cost-benefit analysis and determined that it just wouldn't be worth it to build higher. Now, if you're spending $600 million on something, should you have a greater than 96% chance that it will work? That's a question that the public and public officials will have to decide. I talked with Dan Zarilli, New York City's resiliency director, and he was satisfied with this level of protection.
We are fully supportive of making this investment with the knowledge that over time, any number of structures around the city are going to continue to be basically upgraded and reassessed over a long period of time as sea level conditions do change. This is the right project that we can put in place right now.
The Army Corps will build the wall so it could be heightened if sea levels continue to rise. And the Army Corps admits that there are still maybe some times when it looks like there's going to be a Category 4 or 5 hurricane, much worse than predicted, and people will still have to evacuate. But scientists have concern that we won't be as motivated in 50 years to build that wall higher, and also that people will have this false sense of security from the levee and will not evacuate.
We've heard a lot about people in New Jersey where the dunes were being built, and they're blocking views, limiting access to the beach. Will this wall keep people from going to the beach or cut off their views?
You know, that's a really good question, and it's actually an issue that's likely to play a big role this coming week when the Army Corps presents its plans to the public in a series of public information sessions. The wall will be about 20 feet above mean sea level, but the beach slopes up, so really we're talking just about 10 to 12 feet above the grade. The Army Corps has done things to make it more appealing. It will vegetate the slope with some sort of seagrass. It will put a boardwalk, a bike lane on top of it. It'll, of course, put ramps and steps up over this ridge so that you can still get to the beach. But how it looks and how it appeals to residents, that's going to be a big question, an important one to determine whether or not this thing actually gets built or gets blocked by community resistance.
Now, this is not the first time the Army Corps has proposed a levee to protect Staten Island. Will this time be any different?
Right. About 50 years ago, after a series of hurricanes in the 1950s, the Army Corps, the same Army Corps, came up with a very similar proposal. No one was interested and the money wasn't there. This time, Sandy still looms large in our imagination. Also, the federal Sandy Aid Bill passed by Congress will fund about two-thirds of this price. And the city is willing to chip in its part, about $60 million. The state also has to put in about $160 million. But the thinking is that this can still get off the ground when the memory of Sandy is still fresh in our minds and political interest is still high.
And there will be two public information sessions on the Army Corps plan this week on Wednesday and Thursday on Staten Island. You can go to WNYC.org for more details. WNYC's Matthew Sherman. Matthew, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.